And just a word for beginners. Now, you may be thinking, if you're a relative beginner, I mean, you can't be a complete beginner, otherwise you wouldn't be getting this bonus because you've been with me a certain amount of time. Beginners may be thinking, well, there's no way that I know how to create my own exercises. But actually, you do. Even if you're just learning, let's say you only learn, you know, four chords, right? You can write your own progressions. You can make your own sort of vamps. A vamp is a short repeating pattern. You can do all kinds of things to have fun with exactly what you're working on. You don't have to play only the songs I gave you. You know, make up a new song. Write your own chords. And, you know, write them down and practice them. There's all kinds of things you can do. And it's not digressing. You're working on the same chords I want you to work on. You know, or let's say it's some kind of picking pattern. You know, make up a song that has that picking pattern. There's all kinds of things you do. You can, this is why I said this is one of the most important music lessons you're ever going to get. Because no one ever told me. This had to evolve over 16 plus years of teaching. You know, when you, being a teacher with over 16 years experience, you don't become a great player by that much teaching. You do become great at teaching yourself, and then if you practice, you will become a great player. So it's not a direct correlation there, but it's you get a huge key on how to do it, how to teach yourself, how to cross-reference. All right. The next thing we're going to talk about, which also applies to all levels, even beginners, is implement. Okay, you learned a new chord, or I gave you some songs. And like I just said, put it into use. Make up your own songs and try and practice them. Going back to the string skipping idea for implementing, I'm going to figure out what my tempo is that I can start kind of like doing it. So I can, because knowing my tempo allows me to log my progress. Let me repeat. Allows me to log and track my progress. All right. If I'm really going to work on this, and I am, for the next few weeks or months, I want to know where I'm at tempo-wise, right? And you can't do it just kind of winging it. You have to figure out. So let me figure out a tempo. Fortunately, my metronome has a tap feature. All right, so hang on. And I'm going to just see what's a comfortable tempo for me to do those string skipping. I'm going to go back to the key of A. So it's pretty clear. I can't go much faster than da-da-da. So there's my tap feature. And that comes out to 98. Let me bring it to 95 and we'll see. Let's see if that's a good tempo. 2, 3, 4. I think it's good. I was actually speeding up a little bit, but I wasn't crystal clear either. You want to make it slow enough that you can do it well. You can do it right. I mean, do it clearly, you know. So now that I know my tempo, 95, I'm going to choose a vamp. A vamp is, you know, a couple of chords that are in the key that I'm in, so I can put it in a musical context. I do this constantly in lessons. You're going to start noticing it now, you know. Okay, now we learned something. Let's implement it. You know, how are we going to use it? Make a vamp out of it. Here we go. I started doing 16 notes and they were not clean. When I first got my tempo, it was from eighth notes. So I got to go back and be clean and do eighth notes only and not get carried away. Or I'm going to try my exercise. That pretty well. What about down and then up? And then I can't think of it going down and then up. so I'm going to just do a group and see if I can hang with that. Here we go. Right? They sound good. And I'm going to gradually increase the tempo over the next, you know, few weeks, whatever, right? And then I'm going to, the next step after I implement, meaning I put it into a real life musical context, is I integrate. Meaning I'm going to not just solo using string skipping. I'm going to solo using all the stuff I like to solo with. You know, just sort of be me, quote me. But I'm also going to pay attention to throwing in string skipping, you know, at least sort of like, I don't know, 25% of the time. So I can, I'm teaching myself to integrate, okay? So again, I'm at the same tempo, but I'm going to solo how I like to solo and then put in some string skipping too. Started getting sloppy with them because, again, I went to 16th note. So, because everything else I can do is way faster, but I'm going to force myself to keep the 8th notes when I do the string skipping. Again, 3, 4. Some wrong notes in there. They actually sounded cool, but I was not intending to. And that's going to happen. And that's fine. Because remember, I'm only concentrating on one thing at a time. So if I'm concentrating on string skipping and I mess up the scale, I'm not going to beat myself up. I'll just go back and think about the scale for a second, think about that one thing at a time, and then go back and think about the string skipping at a time, if you see what I mean. Not both. So don't beat yourself up when that happens. It's going to happen. 2, 3, 4. So the string skipping sounds cool. It's just way slower than everything else. But I'm just learning it, so I got to be patient with it. And, you know, my tempo is only at 95 right now. Over the next few weeks, I'm going to work to increase that. And once it's up to, you know, 140, 160 or something, then it won't even really seem like I just learned it. Because I'm learning it the right way. I'm practicing. See what I mean? So now I'm not dependent on some teacher giving me, you know, again, the exercise and doing only that exercise. I'm going way beyond. How am I going to integrate? We already did implementing it, and now I'm integrating it. Just demonstrating a little more. 1, 2, 3. Sometimes in my implementing, I'm going to think of new ways to practice it. Like, you know, just three little notes. Normal too. These things aren't sort of cut and dry where I'm in this process and then I'm in that process. They overlap. You get ideas. So now I'm going to write down that other idea. The rapid, you know, the rapid 16th notes, three of them, three at a time. Remember, whatever goes up must come down. So. Thank you. I like that because I can do that. See, except I gotta be careful not to get carried away. So I'm gonna go back to my eighth notes. Right, so don't get carried away, but focus on what you're working on, but also try and implement. I think you get the point. Moving on.